So if you guys have any questions whatsoever about keto or intermittent fasting, whether you're starting keto as a new person or just need to debug your program, or you have a question about a product, call one of our keto consultants. They'll be able to help you. Call 540-299-1557. That's 540-299-1557.
Welcome to the Dr. Berg Healthy Keto and Intermittent Fasting Podcast. Now your host, the man taking your health to a whole new level, Dr. Eric Berg.
Hey, Dr. Berg here. In this short little video, we want to talk about a great success. So we're going to talk about blood pressure. Now, before we get started, I want to just let you know, we're not making any claims to cure blood pressure or any medical diseases. What I do is I like to work with the person's medical doctor as a kind of a team to work on the nutrition part to help them increase health so then they can reduce the medication. So now, you were on some medications. Tell us a little bit about medications you're on, and your blood pressure was pretty high, right?
Yes, I was taking Lipitor, beta blocker, and Norvax, and I forget the other one. So it was a concoction of few different medications. Basically, very high blood pressure, 160 by 110. And since I've been coming to you and seeing but now for a while, you introduced me to D3 and K2. When I started to do that, along with the kale juice and all that, my blood pressure kept on going down, and my physician kept on reducing the dosage of the medication that I was taking. And actually, I'm completely off the medication, and I actually have low blood pressure at some times. Just came off of the month of fasting, in which it was a little difficult to take the D3 and K2, maybe transposing the numbers, but in any event, I'm back on track, and I'm taking 4 and 4 every day, and my blood pressure is completely normal. I would say about 120 by 75, which is remarkable. Even with the medication I was taking, I was 135, 130 by 80, 85. But now without medication, I am even lower.
Wow. That's interesting because, you know, the medication obviously was not working. Your wife is a radiologist,
yes,
and I'm sure she was happy that you're kind of reducing your medications. But I want to explain what K2 is and D3. Vitamin D3 and K2 don't directly fix blood pressure. What they do is they help mobilize calcium in the arteries. And I'm gonna get to that. And so the calcium that plugs up the pipe, so to speak, the vessels, and they makes it more like hardened arteries, the blood pressure go up because they K2 and D3, and I like to do like 4 of each per day. I like the D3 to be 10,000 IUs and the K2 to be at 100 micrograms, and take 4 of each in the morning. And then what happens is that it starts to mobilize calcium out of the vessels, not just the heart valves and the blood vessels, but the arteries through the carotid to the neck, up into the brain, because you had a problem when you tilt your neck back. Remember, you actually had pain? Yeah.
I could not do this, and I could not lie down and look up, and the whole, I used to, the ceiling would be turning, and I don't have that problem. And the only thing I'm doing different is really taking these three. And you had predicted that's what triggered, actually, you putting me on those things. And also, inside of my teeth, I just had my hygienist. She felt that I had a lot more of calcium or deposits on my inside of the teeth. And now I'm going every 3 months. So there was certainly a surplus of calcium buildup, which my body apparently was releasing, and it was sticking to my teeth.
What happens is that K2 helps mobilize calcium out of the wrong place in and it helps get it out of the system if there's an excess amount. And sometimes it can come out through the pores of your body. I've had even someone coming out of the tear ducts, but most of the time it just goes into the bone. So, so anything like soft tissue calcium, arthritis, bursitis, tendonitis, blood pressure, calcium buildup in the joints where you're really stiff, can clear up with these two nutrients. So it's such a no-brainer. I think within the next 3-4 years, you're going to see a lot of people doing this combination because it handles so many issues with people. I mean, as people get older, they turn into a stone. They become very, very stiff, and they get heart problems. Women that take calcium without the K2 and the D3 end up with a lot of problems with the heart. So even the medication for blood pressure, one of the medications is calcium channel blockers. What's that? That is a medication that get the calcium out of the heart. Right now, they're doing even a better scan for the heart, which is a calcium scan. They looked for plaquing calcium, which is much better than... So cholesterol is a whole different thing over here, but calcium is a more important indicator right now for overall health. So I just wanted to say this is awesome, and thank you for sticking to it and your success, and I wish you the best in the future.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Hey guys, I have another download for you. This one is called Keto Essentials, okay? I cover all of the exact foods you need to consume as far as carbohydrates, proteins, and fats. I give you an example meal. I give you an example of how to make a keto bomb and also how to make a kale shake. So click the link below and get it instantly sent to you.